Radio MD. RadioMD.com.
Your eyes have it. And you have Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Eyes.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining me, because today we have a very interesting special guest who is an expert cataract and refractive surgeon who's had experience internationally, has taught internationally, and has insights into a lot of the nuances that can be done in eye surgery. And having a cataract and needing something to be done about it is a great introduction. So Ravi Patel, whose website is www.AtlanticEyePhysicians.com, is here to share with us how cataract surgery may assist all kinds of variables to give people the best vision they want. Thank you, Ravi. Can you give us a brief overview of this?
Sure. So, you know, a cataract is, as I'm sure you've gone over in your previous segments, a very, very common procedure and a very common problem for patients to have as they get older. And fortunately, we're privileged to be able to offer patients a very quick and 10 to 15 minute procedure that can restore their vision within days.
You know, it's interesting that the New York Times has featured Sandok Ruit from Kathmandu, Nepal, who in 5 minutes can cure blindness and is one of the most amazing people in the world. But the developing world does not have many people like yourself who have the ability to do this, to deal with farsightedness, nearsightedness, and astigmatism. Where does astigmatism come in when you target how to do a cataract operation?
You know, that's an interesting question. When we talk about people like pioneers like Dr. Ruit in Nepal who have sort of figured out a way to deliver care for the masses, it's a little bit different than what we kind of try to do in the United States. The purpose of cataract surgery is still to replace the clouding of the natural lens inside of the eye with an artificial lens so patients can see much better than they could before. But the second element of cataract surgery that's sort of taken off in the past decade is the refractive part of cataract surgery, where not only do patients want to see better, but they want to see better with minimizing their need for glasses. Astigmatism, as many people know, is a shaping of the eye where the cornea, or the front part of the eye, is shaped more like a football than a basketball. Traditionally, it's treated with lenses, like contact lenses or eyeglasses, that can counteract some of the misshaping of this cornea. But at the time of cataract surgery, we now have a large armamentarium of lenses that can also treat this astigmatism. It takes a lot more thorough preoperative planning, measurements, and talking to the patients about what their expectations are after cataract surgery. It's actually better to be able to treat the astigmatism inside of the eye with an intraocular lens than it is with glasses, for the simple reason that as the eye moves up, down, right, and left, the lens moves with it. But when you're wearing an eyeglass, it really doesn't move. So you're getting your best vision as a spectacle when you're looking through the center of the lens. So when you're looking right and left, the image is sometimes blurred, which doesn't happen when patients get the lens placed inside of the eye.
Wouldn't that be the same also with a bifocal intraocular lens?
It can. That's most certainly true that patients that have had experiences of using multifocal contact lenses, they often find that placing the lens inside of the eye gives them a far superior image, both at reading as well as distance, because the lens and therefore the correction is placed closer to the center of their vision. Some patients that have struggled with bifocal lenses or progressive lenses in the past often find that it's because they have to look in a particular spot through the eyeglass to be able to see what they need to see. It kind of challenges their computer vision because the area of the lens that's designed or dedicated for seeing the computer is very narrow, whereas when you put the bifocal or multifocal lens inside of the eye, you get the full range of vision.
It's a rather interesting, how do you place that toric astigmatism lens you were talking about?
Sure.
Is there something special about that?
Exactly. So the problem of astigmatism is not only do patients have an amount of astigmatism, but it's measured in a particular direction, like the hours of a clock. Is the astigmatism at 2 o'clock, at 4 o'clock, kind of like pivoting a football around on a dial clock. So you do have to do a lot of measurements preoperatively to figure out exactly where the patient's astigmatism is and exactly how much astigmatism the patient has. The lens is placed into the location where the old lens used to sit. In fact, with cataract surgery, our job is to remove the clouding of the natural lens while leaving behind an intact capsule or the empty shell that housed the cataract. That'll become the new home for the artificial lens. We can then fold the newer modern lenses through a very, very small incision, just around 2 millimeters or so, and it threads inside of the eye where the lens will open up as it comes to body temperature, and then we can position it exactly where the patient has their astigmatism. We do have a newer novel tools that can help us with that alignment. There's image guidance software with the microscopes. There's iris recognition and blood vessel recognition of the surface of the eye to account for the fact that when most patients lie down, as is necessary to have cataract surgery, the eyes will rotate to a certain extent, which isn't true when the patient is sitting upright when we're having the diagnostic test done in the office. And I think there's a lot more yet to come within the next year or two with optimizing the location and centration of these lenses.
I mean, it's fascinating because Kenneth Johnson, in his book on how we got to now, his thesis is, if you can measure it, you can improve it. And ophthalmology is a testament to that. Because we have ways of measuring, because what you see on the surface is not the same power in the eye, as you alluded to, that glasses don't give you the same vision. And you're using lasers also as an adjunct, either before, during, or after cataract surgery, to tune it up or to make it more specific. Am I correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, the FDA has approved the use of a femtosecond laser probably about five or six years ago at this point in time, that can be very helpful to treat astigmatism in the cornea as well as for centration of lenses. These lasers have high sophisticated image guidance software built into it, where when the laser applies to the eye, it actually creates a live image of the front part of the eye, the cornea, the iris, or the color part of the eye, as well as the lens. And we can use these lasers to treat astigmatism by creating incisions in the cornea that were once made with blades.
You know, I think we have raised patients' expectations because all surgeons are not created equal. And we don't know their knowledge base or their personal prejudices. And one of the reasons I've always referred people to you, Ravi, is the fact that you have one of the larger armamentariums. And you always interview the patient to know what is their particular choice, right?
And that's the key. You know, you have to partner with the patient in making these decisions for themselves. There isn't a one-size-fits-all in ophthalmology. What one patient may be extremely happy with, another may be extremely dissatisfied with. And so it takes a case-by-case situation where you really talk to the patient, partner with them, and really talk to them about what's reasonable expectations and what's unreasonable and what we can deliver with modern technology and what we can't. And therefore, when the patient's engaged in their own health care, they're more likely to be happy with the outcome.
Well, we could spend a long time on this, and I wish one day when we have some feedback from our audience, what they'd like to hear, I'd love you to take them right through a cataract operation. So they know every nuance and know they don't have to be afraid. So the moral of the story is I am deeply appreciative to you. Once again, Ravi Patel, AtlanticEyePhysicians.com, because of the fact that you're knowledgeable and you share the most insights with as many people. This is Dr. Robert Abel, Wizard of Eyes, on RadioMD.com. For more information on this segment or any of my segments, please visit my show page at RadioMD.com.